Good evening and welcome to our regular press conference after the 71st regular session of the Government of the Republic of Slovenia. As you probably expected, the government at today's session dealt with the topical state of affairs in reference to the migrants. Today, the Minister of the Interior is with us, and she's going to provide us with the basic information. Nevertheless, tomorrow, our regular press conference tomorrow at 3:00 P.M. will provide you with the statement of the State Secretary of the Ministry of the Interior, Mr. Boštjan Šefic. The Minister, the floor is yours for a brief statement, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Thank you for the floor. As it was already mentioned in the introduction, today, in a way, the first measure, in other words, step in reference to controlling the migration flow was taken today, and this is the prime occupation of our government in these days. Since the very beginning of the migration crisis, Slovenia has been providing control activities on our external border. The government discussed the migration flow, and I can tell you that Slovenia has been in control of migration flow all the time. The Austrian Minister of the Interior officially notified me with their endeavors to intensify the control and checks at the border in reference to the migrants crossing the border and entering Austria. Slovenia has already come up with a plan of the measures. We will continue with these measures in order to prevent Slovenia to become some kind of a pocket for migrants. The Prime Minister and the other ministers were notified on my behalf by the fact that we need to step up with the measures, and these will be, in a way, level one measures in reference to more strict control performed at the border crossings. In specific terms, due to the restrictions in Austria and Germany, the entry will be permitted to those migrants who will request international protection in Austria or in Germany, and the rest will be denied entry. These measures include also more strict control along the so-called green border, since the flow of migrants can be expected along other routes, since already in the past we had some such experience. As for time dynamics of this measure, we'll start with it with the first train, which is planned for tonight at 10:00 P.M. The Republic of Croatia has already been notified, as well as the other countries along the so-called Western Balkan route. I also need to mention another dimension of the whole thing. Slovenia has been submitting active proposals to resolve the migrant crisis, since we know that the solutions at the level of the EU have been too slow and very often insufficient. Let me also remind you of the initiative of the Prime Minister Miro Cerar that he addressed at the leaders of the European Union countries, and we're very pleased to see them respond so rapidly. Therefore, we are following our activities in the sense of specific measures taken. So I will submit my proposal to the government that the government proposes to the National Assembly that, with Article 37A of the Defense Act, the defense bodies and the armed forces bodies be activated and working hand in hand with the police so that, if necessary, we can activate all our forces. I also wish to notify the citizens of Slovenia that at the moment there is no reason for you to worry whatsoever, since we are doing everything we can from all possible angles to prevent the potential situation of Slovenia becoming a pocket for the migrants.
Thank you, Minister. The floor is open for your question. May it come from TV Slovenia.
As for the measures in reference to the refugees, you said that Slovenia will reject those who will not ask for international protection in Austria or Germany? What about those who will seek protection in Slovenia? What about those who lack documents or those who do not fulfill the conditions to ask for asylum to begin with, which is economic migrants? As for the second part of the question, it is too early to provide you with a specific answer. As for the first question, I can tell you that the measure that was announced today actually does not mean that we will have a prejudice in any way whatsoever to fulfill international obligations. So Slovenia will keep up with fulfilling all the international obligations. So this measure is not any kind of prejudice towards the international measures. Madam Minister, I wish to know if you can be as practical as possible. So you're talking about those who ask for asylum in Austria and Germany will be given permission to enter. So what will happen? How will these people be returned back to Croatia? You said that you notified Croatia yesterday in the Parliament. It was said that it is highly important for us to have good cooperation with Croatia. Did Croatia say that they are willing to accept those migrants? As for specific operational activities, let us wait to see what happens once this measure, in a way, starts to be implemented, which means tonight at 10 p.m. we will start, and tomorrow at the operational press conference, we will tell you about all the activities. I can tell you that for now, the activities have been running smoothly, so there are no major changes and problems. Where are the first 13 rejected migrants who were rejected yesterday? So you said that the question about economic migrants is too early to date. But still, if we look at your rule and we look at the asylum seekers in Austria and Germany, what will happen with them? As we've already mentioned before, one of the priorities for us is for the migration flow to start, in a way, being we want to look at the flow in Macedonia already. And it is very important that the other member states of the European Union provide their support to the Macedonian authorities. If we have an efficient system on the Macedonian-Greek border, we'll have a much better situation in Slovenia. It will be easier for Slovenia to control the migration flows that will potentially reach Slovenia. As for returns and denials to entry on behalf of Austria, I can tell you that 19 migrants were rejected yesterday and 13 in Szentil. So the reason for it was that the migrants expressed their intention to ask for asylum in other member states of the European Union and not in Austria and Germany. With three migrants, their identity was such that it did not suffice the security conditions in the process. In our accommodation center, Szentil, we repeated the registration procedure, so these migrants will go through the procedure again and they will continue up to Austria. And this is the situation as for the migrants you requested about. But actually, in all these procedures and renewed registrations, as a rule, Austria actually received the migrants once they were once they went through the procedure for the second time. What about Croatia? We didn't have the best experience. So your ministry emphasized how important it is to work with Croatia. Well, it is too early to predict how Croatia will react. We will see what happens when our measures are implemented in practice. As you know, Croatia has been going through the process of electing new government. So we'll see what the response of the newly elected government will be. Of course, we expect them to fulfill all the agreements in respect to the border protection. And we do not wish to have the policy of information blockages that were taking place. And we believe that, and we do hope that the Croatian government will approach the migration issues in a better way. Why didn't you, as the Minister Koprivnikar, who suggested that the Secretary Burger
should resign, and why didn't you suggest that Andrei Spenge does the same when last year we were told that he was performing some theft? So can you introduce yourself? Finanze magazine. Well, I believe that our reports as for Andrei Spenge, well, we already notified you about what we think about that, and I have no intention to suggest them his resignation. You mentioned of how important it is to have an agreement with Macedonia, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Cerar, also spoke about it. Will Slovenia admit police officers to Macedonia? Well, it is in our interest as well that the Republic of Macedonia be given additional support in order to have a stronger control on their border, in order to prevent potential illegal migrants crossing the border. And I already explained why this is the interest of Slovenia, and it should actually be in the interest of all member states of the EU. Slovenia has already been helping Macedonia with 6 policemen and with additional equipment. Of course, we are more than willing to keep up with our support to Macedonia. Slovenia, Serbia, Macedonia, and Croatia met, so again, the latter did not join us in that called meeting, but we did agree that our experts will be sent to Greek-Macedonian border, and they will assess what the Macedonian needs are, what they need in their huge endeavors in order to be even more successful in controlling the migration flow. So, of course, Slovenia is willing to help Macedonia, as we have done so far. We will do it in the future. STA hasn't had a chance to raise a question, so the floor is yours. The information that was the measure that was adopted by the government will be heard by the migrants. What if everybody who comes to the border will say, well, I want the asylum in Austria or Germany? What would this look like in practice? What about the 13 migrants that were denied entry by Austria? What will happen with them if they express their desire again to go to other countries rather than Austria and Germany? What will Slovenia do with them? As for these 13 migrants, we explained already. These migrants will or have already left for Austria. So there are no specialties in these procedures, but of course, there have been some refusals of entry. As you know, Austria is now more strict with the registration process of migrants and foreigners. So they come up with a more detailed profiling, and then they come back for additional registration in our country. And once these data match, so to speak, then they proceed their way to Austria. And the same goes for the before-mentioned 13 migrants. As for what will happen on the border, in practice, let us wait until tomorrow. We will tell you more tomorrow if there are any issues whatsoever, if there end up being some problems. Nevertheless, the predictions of our neighboring countries suggest that there shouldn't be any special problems. As mentioned, at 10 o'clock p.m., we'll start with the newly adopted measure, and we'll tell you more tomorrow. So the quota of the asylum seekers that was mentioned yesterday, well, if it is filled up too quickly, if we have that measure, what will happen? As for the quota that Austria announced yesterday, I already explained within the National Assembly yesterday. This was reported in the newspapers, in the media, and it is apparent that they are verifying whether this is legal and according to the Constitution. So the right for international protection is the core right within the international refugee law, and there is no legal basis for it to be used. In other words, for the asylum seekers, ends up being limited as for their number.
Very short questions, please, for All the others will be available tomorrow when we will be already introducing this measure and we will have some experience. Just one more thing with regard to the content. You said that we are not talking about quotas yet. What is the upper limit, for example? We're not talking about numbers. But the content of the measures is, therefore, that who will ask for the asylum, which means that we can refuse those who are not seeking protection in Germany, for example. But so it can seem that this measure can be of a short-term, like a short-term measure. Well, this kind of measure is directed to limit the number of migrants, along with Austrian and German measures. So, what will happen in practice? We'll have to wait for its implementation, and we'll be able to give a better evaluation of what problems we have in practice. Tomasz Bratusz, really, last question. Well, those 13 or 19 that you've mentioned, I don't know. Is Slovenia asking those the migrants, the refugees, where are they going in order to get this information, whether they is seeking protection in Germany or Austria? So in the situation that you're mentioning here, we are in the same situation as it was before the New Year's, when Austria started with the more strict procedures for registration of migrants, and it was happening that the migrants said truthfully who they were, and then they continued their way and tried to hide where they are really coming from. Because they were calculating on where they would want to come, they'd want to seek for the protection. But this is not the same. The procedures are the same. Nothing really changed drastically. But what will happen with this measure? We'll be able to give you a better information after the 10 p.m. tonight. So, what will happen when do we have these centers for migrants for larger numbers, or are we anticipating that or not? This is one question, and the second one is what police said, that they were asked to start fining people again because there is a lack of 5 million euro in the budget. Well, you do know that we do have the capacities for the migrants, and in the future our tendencies will be to concentrate them in those locations, not that they will be dispersed around Slovenia. But with regard to the police trade union that you've mentioned, I can say that the law is clear which tasks they should perform during the strike as well. And one of those is also the traffic protection or traffic safety, which includes fines as well. We cannot allow the safety to decrease, but my demand to the police was that they should not be seen as cashiers. Thank you.